Welcome to the Power Hour. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman, who we wish the absolute best as he's home with his new baby and his family. I have a fabulous guest for you today. Her name is Kirsten W. She's a bilingual Singaporean Mexican conservative capitalist whose father is the chairman of the Singapore Stock Exchange and CDL hotel chain, and whose mother is a lawyer in charge of land and titles. Kirsten's views, like her parents' views, are very conservative, coming from a country where there's no crime, no illegals, and even a $500 fine and up for littering. Law and order reigns in Singapore, and it's been the world's third largest port and also the banking capital of the world. Kirsten has also lived around the world in New York, Paris, Milan, Auckland in New Zealand, various islands in Hawaii, and in Los Angeles and Napa Valley, California. She currently splits her time between Tennessee and Florida. She's a college graduate and has authored Singaporean thoughts on dating, politics, and entertainment. Now, Kirsten's foray into modeling and acting helped her to realize that the Council of Foreign Relations appeared to be the ones who were really in control of the entertainment industry in Hollywood. She has two national TV shows, one on USA Network and one as a co-host on Fox Radio. She is in contact with security forces and others who provide her with information, as she's currently an investigative reporter specializing on what is really happening in our world. Her personal goal is to educate and enlighten all to the truth and love of God so that all may have freedom, liberty, and love. Welcome, Kirsten, to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you. I have to correct you on one thing. I'm not Mexican. I'm Chinese.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Chinese. And, okay, so my name's spelled with a C, Kirsten, C-I-R-S-T-E-N-W, and I have three YouTube channels, and I have a Facebook. It's like Facebook. It's called inksocial.com or rightsocial.net, and that is where I put most of my videos on the daily, because I basically get suspended numerous times. You can tell how good you are with your military intel when you're suspended, you know?
So everything she said, she's going to say and tell us about what's happening in our world right now with who's been arrested, you're not going to find in the mainstream media. And she's had it all verified by Major General Moore. Now, I want you to know that that's like being a two-star general. And so this is all verified information that she's giving us. So let's dive right in, Kirsten. First, I want to talk about the Transition Integrity Project about the elections. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the Transition Integrity Project is headed by two Obama leftovers, one named Ian Bassin and the other named Norm Eisen. Norm Eisen has sued Donald Trump about 180 times, and Ian Bassin and Norm Eisen are supposed to create bad press on Trump for the last couple months. Every new scandal every week, basically, and I think both of them are attorneys and very corrupt ones, almost to the level of their compadre, I guess, Andrew Weissman, who created the Mueller probe and took down Enron and Arthur Anderson illegally, which means he took them down with corruption, not with not by the right way, and got many of them lost their jobs because of him. So yeah, Ian Bassin and Norm Eisen, arrest Ian Bassin and Norm Eisen. This project includes about 66 attorneys. What is going to happen is, they know that Donald Trump's going to win in a landslide. They're preparing for that. So Nancy Pelosi took a new quiver today and added the 25th Amendment, trying to say that Donald Trump is unfit. That's part of their strategy, Ian Bassin and Norm Eisen. And also we have the fact that they're going to try to delay the election results after the third, they're going to say Michigan and Pennsylvania already saying that they can't produce the results. And they're going to delay the results to yank our POTUS out of office. And then if that doesn't work, they're going to go for the power grid on November the 4th. And so we can't see what's going on. Then if that doesn't work, we have $450 million worth of weapons that were purchased from China that Gavin Newsom has stored at 1616 Capitol Street in Sacramento.
So it looks like they're going to attempt to do all-out war if they don't get their way.
They
Is
are
that
doing
you're
all they are doing that right now. Yes.
Okay. So you specialize in getting verified who's really been arrested that's not in the mainstream. So this is coming from Major General Moore, who has validated all of your names that you're going to be saying. And I think that's really important to know that it's not just made up or rumors or, you know, you heard it on the fly. And so let's talk about clones and then let's talk about arrests. So there.
Okay. Let me read the email from Major General Moore first, and then you'll understand. Hi, Kirsten. That would be C-I-R-S-T-E-N-W. Saturday, May 9th, 2020, 4:18 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay? General Moore verified Brennan, and this is from my friend George Nassif, who is the legal hacker of the DNC server, which has everything, including Donald Trump's taxes for the last probably couple years. They've had it all along. They're trying to say that he only paid $175 in taxes when they know that's a huge lie. His taxes, wake up, Kamala Harris, you know you're lying. His taxes average $34 million a year, not $175. Even if you said $175,000, that would be a little bit, you know, more believable than $175. $175 was what he paid because he was late filing. That's a late filing charge, okay? So, okay, let me get back to this. I have a little attention deficit. So let me get back to this. I finally heard back from General Moore, and he verified Brennan Clapper have been arrested. What you see in public from Schiff is a double, as in clone. If you see Epstein or Brennan in public, it will be a clone. As you know, Hillary was cloned, not just body double. Epstein was heavy into cloning, you know, and so was Bill Clinton. I do not expect this ever to make the mainstream media news for obvious reasons. It would destroy their agenda. They are not about to admit deep state arrest to the public. It would not surprise me if they had a clone for all of them who have been arrested.
Now, are there different types of clones?
So there are three kinds of clones. I have a military decoder named Gene that really does that. That's not my forte, but I'll try to explain it really quickly. We have one that's the best clone, which is the one where they implant in a woman and they take some DNA or whatever they need to take from between the belly button and the groin area of the person. They put it in the woman. 9 months later, you have a baby. And then they have a machine. This is all done by the CIA that's controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations that has been absorbed into the Atlantic Council, which is run by the corrupt general Jim Jones. If you go into the Atlantic Council, you will see a video that he made. He is blatantly out there, and he's done strikes to my channel and taken down my videos on him. Also, the other corrupt general, there's a whole bunch of them, that would be General Haig, and they're doing major censorship. And then, of course, we have Mad Dog Mattis, and we have the CIA, Gina Haspel, and, you know, they even pulled Colin Powell out of mothballs to go against our Donald Trump. Okay, the second kind of clone is kind of like a robotic clone. It smells really bad, and it disintegrates really quickly. It smells like a rotting corpse, and that is the cheapest one you can get. And then there's another one that is somewhere in between the two, not the refined one and not the really rotting one, where they have to attach the ears. You can always tell by the ears because they don't have that perfected, and that's how you could tell on the clone of Jeffrey Epstein, which was the one that they took out. And, of course, Epstein is alive at CIA Iceworm Base in Greenland.
So who else has been arrested that you don't think the media is going to tell us, or at least not for a really long time?
Well, I can give you the list, but let me read you the indictments, and you'll know what's going on, okay?
All right.
Loretta Lynch, former attorney general, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow government, 2 counts of obstruction of justice, 3 counts of lying to Congress. Sally Yates, the big unmasker, former United States attorney general, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow government, 3 counts of obstruction of justice. John Brennan, the pièce de resistance of them all, who was arrested on April the 6th, 4-6. 3 counts of lying to overthrow a government, 3 counts of lying to Congress, 2 counts of lying to investigators, 1 count of conspiracy to commit treason, 3 counts of obstruction of justice. James Clapper, former director of national intelligence, the sidekick of John Brennan, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow a government, 2 counts of lying to Congress. 4 CIA operatives, of course, we have 20,000 left of those corrupt creatures, and we thought Gina Haspel was going to get rid of them, but no, she didn't. She turned out to be a black hat herself. So she is a sleeper corrupt person, along with Christopher Wray of the FBI. There's 30,000 FBI agents left. Half of them are good, half of them are bad. James Comey, former director of the FBI, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow a government, 6 counts of perjury, 4 counts of obstruction of justice, 4 counts of falsifying government documents. And, of course, if you know about him in the drops, he also goes by Corny, where they split the M into an R and N, so no one could figure it out. Andrew McCabe, deputy FBI director, FBI, that's number 2. And while we get into Andrew McCabe, you have to know who, between Comey, McCabe, and number 1, number 2, and number 3, Strzok, they all got to sleep with Lisa Page, who doctored General Flynn's 302's corrupt attorney. Okay, so Andrew McCabe, deputy director of FBI, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow a government, 3 counts of lying to Congress, 2 counts of perjury, 1 count of falsifying government documents. Bruce Orr and his beautiful wife, Nellie Orr, who's a CIA operative, 3 counts of conspiracy of what is known at the time, 1 count falsifying government documents. James Baker, who flipped 2 years ago on Comey in 2017, he's flipped. Also, we have Loretta Lynch, who's flipped. Peter Strzok, former FBI counter-espionage, number 3 of the FBI, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow government, 4 counts of perjury, 3 counts of falsifying government documents. And then we have the lover of all 3 of them, Lisa Page. See, she's an operative, and Lisa Page is the niece of John Brennan of the CIA. 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow government, 3 counts of perjury, 1 count of obstruction of justice. So she slept with Comey, McCabe, and Strzok. Rod Rosenstein, former United States Attorney General, 5 counts unknown at this time. And last but not least, we have Susan Rice, former national security advisor, illegal use of government system. She worked with MI6 to try to take Donald Trump down, assassinate him and his family. 3 counts of perjury and 3 counts of obstruction of justice. I will now give you the arrest list. So to no further ado, the number one, Loretta Lynch, she's flipped. Number two, Sally Yates. Number three, John Brennan, a.k.a. Lotion the Pumpkin. He's a pedo, and that's his pedo name, Lotion the Pumpkin. Arrested April the 6th. Clapper arrested, James Clapper arrested April the 5th. Comey arrested April the 4th, released with an ankle monitor. McCabe, Bruce Orr, James Baker flipped in 2017, but he was arrested. Peter Strzok arrested the same day as Lisa Page, 4-5, so that's April the 5th. And Susan Rice and her protege, Eric CIA Rella, whose name you're not supposed to say, Eric Chimarella, who is the fake whistleblower. The real whistleblower is Alexei Vindman. And they tried to push it. You can't say his name, but now we do. Eric CIA. He's the protege of Susan Rice. He stole millions of dollars for her from the World Bank. And he also created the Ukrainian Holocaust, where he hired a bunch of snipers to shoot protesters and police in Ukraine so they could get U.S. aid to blame it on Russia, so they could get money, so they could parasite off the funds. That was during the time that the very corrupt Marie Yovanovitch, also CIA operative, you'll see CIA, 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 that's who we're fighting, CIA operative who got a great $1 million book deal and has the same publishing agent as Obama, Becoming Michelle, and the title of that book is very interesting, Becoming Michelle. It's right in your face. What was that person before? Michael LaVon Robinson, who hasn't had the bottom surgery? There we go. And it's Javelin. It's the book agent for all of them. As you know, whenever they send money overseas, the Democratic Party and some rhinos get a 20% kickback on whatever they send overseas.
Now, when you say that somebody has flipped, I just want to be really clear. That means that they're now working for what you're calling the White Hats, or they're now working to help
for the Patriots, correct? And they will, they, when they really flip, then they'll come and testify against the corrupt ones.
So they're literally turning in their own cronies.
Basically, to save themselves, yes.
So, do they get lighter sentences that way, or is there a reason that they would be compelled to flip?
Well, they either get a lighter sentence, or they probably maybe, sometimes they can get off. So you never know.
Or do they
depending
have a choice
how,
if it's
if, yeah, how treasonous their crime was.
I was going to say, I heard, you know, and I don't know the truth of it at all, but I heard that they would sometimes get a choice of how they're killed if they get the death sentence.
Maybe. I mean, but what I've heard is that they have a choice when they get the death penalty, like McCabe and the older Bush, who's actually George Scharf. George H.W. Bush is actually George Scharf Jr., the adopted son of Prescott Bush, who started the CIA. He got a choice. So did McCabe. I'm not McCabe. McCain. No name McCain. They were both put to death. They got a choice to either have a respectable funeral and die a hero or be exposed as a traitor.
So both of them then chose to keep their reputations.
Correct.
Steph, I'll tell you, the world that we're living in right now is not as it appears.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kirsten, you've got
yes.
a now on television. It's called The True CW. TV?
Yes, I've got a little television station. It has a lot of my surrogates, I would say. It's got Gene Decodes, who does the deep military underground bases. If you didn't know, we've got almost 280 deep underground military bases that are built with a huge boring machine. Some of them are large enough that you can have ships come in and planes land, and there are usually 8 to 50 miles under the surface, and they're beautifully done, and they spend about $66 million of our taxpayer funds on them, and many of them were built with the trillions of dollars that was stolen from building 7 of the World Trade Center by corrupt judge.
Okay, we're going to hold that thought. We're going to hold that thought because we're coming up to a break. You are listening to the Power Hour with guest host Sharon Lynn Wyeth, sitting in for Daniel Brigman. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is guest host Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman. I want to remind you all at the Power Mall, you can call and make your orders. It's 877-817-9829. Again, it's 877-817-9829. That helps this show stay on the air, and I know that you all benefit from listening to the Power Hour and all the fabulous guests that Daniel brings in all the time to keep you in the know. Also, I want you to know how to get a hold of Kirsten. If you'd like to listen to any of her shows, she does a daily show and sometimes more than one. She has plenty of guests also that are keeping you all up and informed. Kirsten, would you let everybody know, please, how to get a hold of you and where they can find you?
Okay, so if my YouTubes, which I have three of them, Kirsten, C-I-R-S-T-N-W, that's the main one. It's got about 80,000 subscribers. Then I have a backup of that one, which is called CW Connect. And then I have a backup of that one, which is called CW Space Backup. And, of course, BitChute. But I post every single day on Ink Social all my videos, and they can't be taken down there, inkdsocial.com. Anyone's welcome to join, or you could try writesocial.net. It's the same thing. Inksocial.com, writesocial.net. And I figured out why you got the Mexican part. It says a Singaporean American, so I shorted it to American, so it could be, it's short for American, there you go, not Mexican, there you go, yeah, so there you go, okay.
Before our break, Kirsten, we were talking, just getting started into talking about dumps, which is the underground system that's all underneath, the entire world has areas underneath that are large enough for some ships, for some freeways and trucks. Talk to us about these dumps.
Well, they're called deep military underground bases. You can go DuckDuckGo it. I don't know. I don't trust Google, but Google will show it too. It will show you how many there are and in what states. So you can just go do some research for yourself. Most of them have maglev trains, which are magnetic trains. They can probably go around the world in a couple hours. So they're very, very quick, and they're like faster than a bullet train in Japan. So those are all, and they were built by boring machines. They do a lot of strange stuff in there, of course, run by the CIA, so they do horrific stuff, you know. They kidnap children and some adults, and they do tests on them. They get the adrenochrome from the children, which is scaring them and taking their thing from their blood. That keeps the elites looking young, and they do a lot of stuff in there. I mean, just a lot of stuff. I mean, if you go to Kirsten W, C-I-R-S-T-E-N-W on YouTube, there's a Gene Decode list where you can, there's about 24 episodes, or you can go to thetruecw.tv, and there's a Gene Decode and a Mel Decode, and those are my two decoders. One's a girl, one's a guy, and they will give you all the information on everything. Your head will spin, and your eyes will get really big, because you'll be shocked to know about Hollywood and everything else, all controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, the politicians, Hollywood, you know, everything's pretty much controlled by them. The banking system, yeah.
One of the ones that you have on your site, Mail, is talking about how they take these children and they literally have to put needles in them so they have a tooth missing, and it lets you know as they're draining out that adrenochrome. When she was describing that, I was just like aghast. I didn't know whether to scream or cry or how horrific what people are doing to children that are underneath in these dumps. And I know that you said that they're, the DUMB stands for Deep Underground Military Bases. I always thought they named it dumb because they thought we were all too dumb to understand what was going on underneath the grounds.
And that,
you know?
Too, probably. But, I mean, that's not the worst of it. Of course, you know, they keep the children in the cages, and they rape them to they electrify the cages, and then they rape them to split their personality.
It's just horrific. Now, I understand that a lot of those kids that have been kept underground are now being saved by different groups.
Yes, a lot of them are being saved. A lot of rescues, yeah. A lot of kids have been rescued, thousands and thousands. The largest rescue is probably from the dump in California, up in Northern California. Whenever they say that there's a strange, earthquake in a certain place that never has earthquakes, that's the patriots going into the dumps and, you know, destroying it, destroying the place, rescuing the children, and then just destroying the whole place. It's, you know, they have to destroy it. It's a lot of infection going on, a lot of different stuff, a lot of demonic things going on, yeah.
Well, and if they destroy them, then somebody can't come in behind them after they think they've cleared it out and reestablished themselves.
Yeah, they have to destroy it, correct. They have to destroy it. It's got to collapse upon itself, pretty much.
So you at one time had mentioned that Facebook and Twitter were both owned by DARPA. So if you would please explain what DARPA is and how it's being utilized right now in our world.
DARPA is like the Department of Defense. I would link to the Department of Defense, and I'm not really. I don't even know what the breakdown of DARPA is, but DARPA used to fund LifeLog, which was a site that took all your steals your information basically. And as soon as that closed, Facebook opened. Okay, so Twitter is also linked to that. Actually, they're all funded by, you know, the government, but that's the CIA stealing the funds and distributing it to all these different companies. You know, and it's our funds, but they're using our funds. So, you know, that is the way they do it, I think.
So you've also mentioned the Crossfire team that was formed in the Clinton administration. Would you please explain what that Crossfire team is, what they're doing?
The CIA has all kinds of strange names for their programs. They have the first one where they let in about 1,600 Nazi scientists. And,
is that Operation Paperclip?
Yes, Operation Paperclip, 1,600 Nazi scientists. And you still see the results of their work today because their offspring are probably in there, and they, you know, they use the same words, Nazi, racist, misogynist, fascist, all the conspiracy theorists. That's all Nazi terminology that's still being used today. Obviously, they're not that creative. Then you have from Operation Paperclip, you have Operation Monarch, where they mind control you, the MK mind control you, and you know, they always, whenever they have a big event, like all this, you know, let's just say what the CIA does. The CIA started out selling heroin to Harlem to say they're fighting communists, but they're really actually funding the Nazis. And they're gun running, drug trafficking, human trafficking, murder events like 9/11, the Vegas shooting, JFK shooting, Hurricane Dorian, all the different hurricanes, they create them. The one that's happening right now, Hurricane Delta, it's taking the same exact path as Hurricane Laura. Why is that? To go and impact the food supply so they can, you know, get the people and also raise the prices. They weather warfare, gun running, drug trafficking, human trafficking, murders, all the murders, Judge Scalia, you know, 50 attempts on Donald Trump, the whole nine yards. It's all them. It's them. And yeah, so we can go on with so they use the MK mind control to get, you know, every time there's a shooting, like the Parkland shooting, just to say, there's multiple shooters, and of course they're kind of satanic, so they go by, there's six usually involved in a thing, is the number six, and they're very symbolic, so you'll know them by their symbols, and they have a patsy, so multiple shooters, and they had a patsy, so basically they had that guy Cruz, who never fired a shot. Then they had the guy Paddock, who was a gun runner for the CIA for two decades, and he loaded up the rooms that were really owned by Prince Alawid, who is the person that paid for Obama's education, and he was trying to take out his relative Prince Salman, who became King Salman, and they caught him and hung him upside down and took most of his funds, but he was the one that owns the two top floors of the Mandalay Bay. And they had multiple shooters and one patsy that was Paddock. He probably never fired a shot. There were the two assassins that murdered him. Then, of course, they had to be murdered by the cleanup, which is, you know, for every CIA event, there's a cleanup, and that's done by the FBI.
FBI does CIA's cleanup? Why doesn't CIA do their own cleanup?
Because they're too busy doing creating other events. They're always doing something. It's not stop. And there's more FBI agents in our CIA. There's 30,000 FBI, and there's 20,000 CIA left. So, and then of course we have the 500 senior executive services corrupt attorneys that were put into the Department of Justice by Obama. And, yeah, it's nonstop. Okay, so let's get to the, so we're talking about all the different CIA names, right? So we're coming up to Crossfire Hurricane. Crossfire Hurricane is a joint venture between the UK, which is one of the Five Eyes. The Five Eyes are all the English-speaking countries, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. So when Hillary's blocked from information that she wants to get on herself, what's going on, she just flies to New Zealand and gets the information there. And Crossfire Hurricane was set up. We had Lisa Page and her lover Peter Strzok, who went to England to set up, you know, with MI5 and MI6, which are the English CIA, to assassinate Trump and his family. That's what was scrubbed from the telephone messages that Mueller had scrubbed from between Page and Strzok.
What else can you tell us about Hillary Clinton? I know that there's a great number of people that are just waiting to hear news that she's been arrested or held accountable for all of her crimes.
From my information, the original Hillary died 5 months ago. She was taken to Iceworm Base in Greenland. Everyone talks about Gitmo a lot. The high caliber prisoners are taken to Greenland. So when they run out, they're stuck in the ice, you know, basically. That's where Jeffrey Epstein is also at. And she was very sick by the time she got there, because not only was she getting the adrenochrome, she was also, you know, chewing on the pineal gland of the children, supposed to make you very bright, but it gives you kuru. Who has kuru? The third stage of kuru is intense shaking. If you watch videos of Angela Merkel, you'll see her shaking like a leaf. That's the third stage. The fourth stage is what Hillary had. She was very infectious. She was barely taking a breath a minute, and they had her in like a encapsulated capsule there until she expired, pretty much.
What's kuru? I've never even heard of that.
Kuru is something that you get when you chew on the brain of humans.
Ugh, how disgusting.
Yeah.
So, but we see multiple Hillaries everywhere, so there must be multiple clones or doubles.
Well, you can tell. Well, when the original passes away, the clones don't do very well. Like the one they had on Michael Jackson, they had to redo it and redo it and redo it and redo it, because it's quantum entanglement. They degenerate quickly, the quantum entanglement. So basically that's what happens. And so now she just has doubles. You'll see the one that they use now, always looking younger, probably looks taller than the original, just like the one that the double that they had for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Getting back to the corrupt Justice Roberts, who stole trillions of dollars from Building 7 of the Twin Towers, gave himself $3 trillion. That's not billion, trillion with a T. Gave the rest of the funds to Cheney's, the Bushes, and the Clintons, and he knew that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a double for since January 2019. She was dead and cremated since then, and now they said she finally died, which is, he's been covering up that fact. He's extremely corrupt. He's also been to Epstein Island numerous times. He's on the flight logs, and he illegally adopted two children from Ireland, which is what the CIA was blackmailing him with. That's why he voted. He said he was going to vote against Obamacare, and he ended up voting for Obamacare. So, you know, that's Justice Roberts for you, that needs to be ejected and arrested for all the corruption that he's involved in.
Do you know anything about Pegasus?
Not much. I don't really go so much into that intense stuff, so sorry.
I know what's
going on now. I know that they're trying to assassinate Trump again. It's probably the 51st time. I've actually had the Secret Service come to my house when I report the events, and they check in with me, and because I get a lot of military intel, they're going to go after Barron and him. So they think in a satanic way. October is a very satanic month. As you know, we have Halloween, which is the, you know, a satanic day completely. And of course, Barron is the only son of Melania. So, you know, just like Christ's only son was Jesus, God's only son was Jesus Christ. Barron was the only son of Melania. So they want to take him out and destroy Trump. So that's what they're working on right now, of course. And, you know, of course, I told you the plans they have, you know, about, you know, delaying the election results. Then if that doesn't work, they're going to use the weapons from 1616 Capitol in Sacramento by Gavin Newsom, who bought $450 million worth of weapons from China instead of masks. He's been giving them out to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And if you notice, most of Black Lives Matter is Caucasian, so they're not even black. They're very organized, and they're, you know, if you really look in their characters or whatever they stand for, they're usually Caucasian. They're into arson. They're pedophiles and into porn. They're part of the LGBTQ. They're also into the firebugs, which means they're into setting fires. Numerous arsonists all through Oregon and California that have been caught. They're also into video games and into riots and violence. There you go. Basically the dregs of society.
Which is just amazing now that it's all coming out. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and very hidden, but it seems like reporters such as yourself and others are now really helping, you know, like Daniel Brigman, the host of this show, is really helping keeping people educated on what's really going on. And it seems like more and more is coming to the surface now. Would you agree on that?
Yes, and of course, Oregon is the birthplace of Antifa, and the Antifa flag looks like the German anti-fascist flag, almost an exact copy. They weren't even that creative on that. Their punch that they have, the resist punch, looks exactly like the communist punch. I mean, can you be a little bit more original that you don't give yourself away by using other people's stuff? And just, oh my God, it's crazy.
Well, why reinvent the wheel if the last wheel worked? So talk to us about Les Wexner and how he fits into all of this.
Les Wexner is a Mossad operative. Mossad is basically the Israeli CIA. As you can tell, most of those three-letter agencies are very, very corrupt. They're fighting Donald Trump right now because the three-letter agency, CIA, you know, FBI, not the NSA. NSA is not corrupt. They're working with Trump. But they're all fighting Trump because they basically are working for the cabal, which is a shadow government. They're, you know, one world order, all that stuff. Anyway, so Les Wexner has been probably for the last 20 years making oodles and oodles of cash. He has been bringing in plane loads of drugs and pharmaceuticals, specifically from China. He is involved in pedophilia in the state of Ohio, where he's from. He's also the owner of Victoria's Secrets, Henri Bendel's, Abercrombie & Fitch, where they seem to have found a lot of adrenochrome and child trafficking right from the Abercrombie & Fitch store across from Trump Tower. Interesting. We're actually covering that on Sunday show with video, live with my girl Mel. She's in New York. And then he basically was working with the CIA, of course, bringing in all these drugs and making billions more from the child trafficking. He was the basic donor to the Epstein that gave him the $70 million townhouse in New York City.
So is Lisa Page's dad also involved in all of this?
I don't. The mother is Iranian. The father is an operative also, I heard. So he's American. The mother's Iranian. They're both pretty much operatives because if she, usually operatives have to usually sleep with everyone just to get information. That's why she slept with Comey, McCabe, and Strzok. She slept with all three. So I would assume he is also an operative.
I'm always
just like,
curious on...
Go ahead.
You know, how could you put your own child into this?
Well, I guess Obama's a CIA operative. Both his parents are CIA operatives. Michelle... or Mike is a CIA operative. I mean, that's what they do. That's how they make funds. I mean, does a normal girl or guy go and learn Russian like, you know, the wife, Nellie Orr of Bruce Orr? That's the farm in in Virginia, and of course they control all our mainstream media through Gannett, which is also in McLean, Virginia, and that would be the six companies that control our media. Of course we have Disney, Comcast that took over from General Electric, CBS, Time Warner, Viacom, and News Corp. They control pretty much 90% of our media. Only the 10%, which I'm part of, alternate media, basically tells the truth. That's why when I put a video out, I have people waiting on the daily. So sometimes I put out videos 6 to 7 times a week because they're like hungry for information.
For real information. And if you would like to be able to keep up with Kirsten, again, her name is spelled C-I-R-S-T-E-N. It's Kirsten W. on YouTube, or you can find her on inkedsocial.com. Kirsten, I just want to thank you so much for taking your time to be with us today. You're just a wealth of information, and I know that every time you're giving something out on your YouTube channels or on Inked Social, it is just filled with more and more information. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, I'm happy to be there. I hope I did an okay job because we didn't really script this, so
great.
It's by the cuff, yeah.
You're great. So
thank you. That was okay? It was a lot of information.
Hold on.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.